A house is made of wood and stone, but only love can make a home. Welcome to the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, helping you make your home into one you'll love even more. Here are your hosts, Dan Hansen and Betsy Thompson.
Well, Betsy, before we get started, I want to ask a very important question.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a keeper-upper or a putter-downer? In terms of Christmas trees.
Okay, because I was a little afraid of what you were talking about.
Right,
there.
Not pets.
Well, I was thinking about, you know, toilet seat or something. I'm like, I don't know where we're going with this, but holy smokes.
Christmas trees.
Christmas trees. I am a keeper-upper as long as possible
because I have a real tree. You're not one of those people in June that we drive by and we see Christmas still happening through your windows, should we happen to look. You know what I'm saying.
That's creepy.
No. But you've seen that. You've driven past houses where you see, what is that? Oh, my. It's a Christmas tree. It's what day? It's June.
Yeah.
They might as well leave that sucker up.
Well, that would be me if I didn't have a real tree. I wanted to be Mrs. Claus when I was younger.
You just love Christmas.
I do love Christmas. Yeah, that's what I wanted to be when I grew up.
Excellent. We're a keeper-upper as well. My mom, the early morning hours of December 26, she's trudging outside to get that tree out.
Yes.
Christmas is done. We're going to go back to normal decor. Everything's packed up and put away.
Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah, everybody. Well, that's what she likes.
I know.
Everybody's different.
To each his own.
Right. Or her own.
Yes.
Anyway, on the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, let's just get to important stuff now.
Yeah.
On the show today, we're going to be talking with Repco Light's own Jeff Mott.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff's the manager at our Lakewood location in Holland, and he's been in the industry for ages.
Yes.
You know, he looks very well preserved for his obviously advanced age.
Wow.
Right? No, Jeff's a great guy. He owned the Color House. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that when he's here. He's seen everything, and so we thought we'd talk with him about some of the advancements in the industry, you know, product-wise and tool-wise, that really have changed how we apply paint.
Exactly. We're also going to have Steve Rosema from Northgate Appliance in the studio, and I'm excited about this because, first of all, he was fun the last time he was here, and secondly, he's going to cover kitchen appliance trends, which, you know, for those of us who might be in the market for a new kitchen, we're going to like that, especially
right.
me.
Right. And like you said, he's very fun.
Yes, he is.
So even if you drag the ship down, he's here.
And it's bound to happen.
Yeah, he and I can pull it off.
Yes.
Anyway, before we get to that, though, we're going to be talking about something that maybe at first glance doesn't sound at first hear, at first glance doesn't look. I don't know.
I don't know how to say that. It sounds boring
to begin with.
Yes.
But it's really important stuff. Paint dilemmas and their solutions. And I know that doesn't sound riveting, but when you find yourself in the middle of one of these,
this information
gets very important very quickly.
Yes.
So let's talk about some of these things because they happen all the time.
Right.
And let's start with one of the most common ones, and that's drips.
Yeah.
Paint drips on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Really frustrating. You get the whole room done. You put all your stuff away. And then you walk through to appreciate everything you did, and you see a couple of big runs down the wall, and now what do you do?
You know, a lot of people this happens to because they over-apply the paint. That's what causes paint runs in the first place, whether they're brushing and they just have too much paint on the brush, or rolling when they push with the roller frame and it comes out the edges and beads up.
I've had it. I mean, and it can be those situations. It could be I've pulled switch plate covers off the wall, rolled over that.
Mm-hmm.
The paint kind of pools in that cutout in the drywall, ends up dripping down the wall.
Gravity.
I've hit nails. Yes, gravity. It causes so many problems. But it solves a lot of problems, too, because otherwise we'd be floating around a lot.
Yes.
So
that's
anyway, paint drips happen all the time.
Uh-huh.
But the good news is avoiding them is very simple.
Yes.
And since the cause is over-applying paint, the solution is to not do that.
Right.
And while that may sound trite, it's the truth. Be careful when you're brushing. A lot of the times this happens when you're brushing.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention. Use care when doing that.
Right.
Watch what you're doing when you're rolling. Work in good lighting situations so you can see these as they happen and take care of them while it's wet.
Right.
Use the right roller covers.
Mm-hmm. Also, make sure that you're doing multiple thin coats instead of one really heavy coat, because that's a common thing that people do. They try to put more paint on, it's going to go faster, and that's what causes the drips, over applying the paint.
Right. So those are some of the things that you can do to avoid the problem.
Mm-hmm.
If you run into it and have to fix it, first thing is don't panic. This can be taken care of. Pretty straightforward.
Right. The first thing you need to do is assess how bad the drip is, how thick that profile is. If it's relatively thin, then you can probably just go over it with a little bit of sandpaper and then do some touch-up. If it's a little bit heavier,
then you're going to need a sledgehammer.
No.
And you're going to have to just tear everything out.
Don't listen to what Dan says.
And start from scratch.
He's wrong. It's not that bad. No, get out a putty knife, scrape that drip off, do some sanding again until it's smooth. And when you're sanding, you should be able to run your hand over it with your eyes closed and not feel any difference in where you've sanded. So do that little test to make sure that you've got it perfectly sanded. And then again, just do your touch-up and you're good to go.
Now, if it's latex paint, and most of the time that's what people are applying right now.
Generally, yeah.
Yeah, you might want to let that dry and cure a little bit.
Yep.
What happens is latex paint can sometimes be soft underneath.
Right.
And it can gum up when you're sanding it. So
yes,
just watch for that. If it is gummy when you're sanding it and it's just not sanding smoothly, mm-hmm, just let it dry a little longer and then go back at it.
Right. We're talking about paint problems on the Rep Collette Home Improvement Show. Now let's talk about another common problem, and it's sagging and mud cracking.
I have sagging problems.
Oh, I don't think
I think this is a New Year's resolution.
Wow.
Like you said, when you sand, you keep your eyes closed.
Uh-huh.
I try to keep my eyes closed whenever I'm in front of a mirror with my shirt off.
I don't think any audience member needed
I'm sorry.
To hear that.
I can't think of sagging and not think of
yeah. Anyway.
You need to be toned a little more.
Okay, let's get back to sagging and mud cracking.
Of paint. Go ahead.
Of paint.
I'll shut up.
Now, sagging, people can pretty much envision, but mud cracking is a little bit more difficult. Basically, if you think of mud in the summertime where it's all dried out and it has those cracks, that's what this is. It's a crack through the paint film that's really fairly deep generally.
Right. If people see this, they generally freak out.
Yes,
they figure
they
there's
do.
All kinds of problems. Maybe the paint is defective.
Mm-hmm.
The real cause for this is, again, just like the paint drips, it's over-applying paint.
Yes.
And the solution is, again, not to do that. Now, one of the ways that this happens is using the wrong roller covers. The mm-hmm. same thing with drips, more so with this even.
Right.
There's all kinds of different roller covers. If you've gone to the paint store, you're confronted by this big shelf full of different covers with all different length naps and things like that.
Right.
I know that can be very confusing, but
yeah,
you want to make sure you use the right cover, the right nap for whatever project you're working on. And if you don't know what that is, that's what we're here for.
Exactly.
Any Rep Collette or Port City paint store will help you figure out exactly which one you need, and that will help you avoid this problem.
Yes. Now, the solution to this problem is very much like we talked about for drips. You kind of assess the severity of it and let that paint dry completely first, a week to 2 weeks, so that it's nice and hard. Then go through and sand out wherever you're seeing this cracking. Make sure you sand through everything until it's again smooth to the touch, and then you can just go back and do your little touch up.
Now, normally that will fix the problem, but if it's more severe or you're not sure that it's going to work that way,
mm-hmm,
just take a couple pictures and then swing out to any Rep Collette or Port City paint store, and we'll help you figure out what you need to do to get that fixed.
Right. Another common problem that happens is burnishing. Now, this is, I think, is something that people probably don't know what it is.
They know what it is, they don't know what it's called. They've seen it.
They've seen it, right. It happens on flat finish paints, and it's where you get a shiny spot right in the middle of your paint. And it's caused by scrubbing, either by cleaning or by people brushing against the wall and creating that shiny spot. Basically, you buff a shiny spot into a flat wall.
Right. If you would look, I'll try to be very quick with this. If you would microscopically look at a flat finish,
mm-hmm,
you know, look at the profile under a microscope,
yes,
you're going to see that the pigments are very jagged. It's a very jagged appearance.
Right.
And that jaggedness disperses the light, giving it a flat or a dull appearance. So when you burnish something, you're taking those jagged pigments,
mm-hmm,
and you're basically rounding them off. You're polishing
right.
them, creating a shinier, more reflective area.
Right. To avoid this, you just need to use the correct sheen in the correct space. You know,
yeah, don't put a flat finish in an area where you need to wash the walls down.
Right.
Because it's going to happen.
Yep.
If you do need a flat finish, though, or a flatter mm-hmm. finish, go with something that's made to be scrubbable.
Yes.
You know, Rep Collette's Hallmark Matte is going to give you a nice low sheen
mm-hmm.
in case you need to hide some wall imperfections or something like that. But it is made to be scrubbable.
Right.
So you're not going to get that burnishing effect nearly as quickly with something like that.
Right. And really, the only fix for this problem is to touch up those spots. Or if it's really bad or if it's in a lot of spots, you might as well just paint the whole wall. And if you're going to do that, get the right sheen at that point so that you don't have this problem.
Now, one last problem to cover, because it is pretty common,
mm-hmm.
it's poor sheen uniformity.
Yes.
And that's just a fancy way of saying that the wall is uneven in its finish. There's dull and shiny spots when you look at it.
Right. It's caused by applying paint over unsealed or porous surfaces, or potentially by not applying paint evenly as you go across the wall.
Right. To avoid it, go ahead, if you do any patches or anything on the wall, seal those with primer or a first coat of your finish paint
mm-hmm.
before you cover everything else.
Right.
And also, just put two coats of finish paint on. Don't try to get by with one.
Yes. In most situations, just applying another coat of paint will solve your problem. If you've done a couple coats of paint and you're still seeing some spots where you've patched in something, then go ahead and try a third coat, or potentially put a primer over top of that. That should seal it up, and then put your paint over top.
Exactly. Now, if you run stuck on any of these problems and you just can't figure out a solution, stop out at any Repco Light or Port City paint store. Bring in some pictures. We'll help you figure out what you need to do.
Right. Now, we've got to take a break, but we're going to be back in the studio with Steve Rosma from Northgate Appliance to talk about kitchen appliance trends. We'll be right back.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
And we're back. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. And I'm excited because this next segment is going to be one that I can finally utilize instead of, you know, doing everything that is self-serving to you. This is my self-serving segment.
So just because I've made the use of most of the opportunity here to bring in guests that matter to projects that I am specifically working on right now doesn't mean I'm self-serving.
Really? How would you explain that then?
I don't know. Maybe it is a little self-serving.
I think
but I'm helping the greater good. It's all for the GG.
Right. Well, I'm helping the greater good, too, because I have asked Steve Rosma from Northgate Appliance to stop by and talk about trends in kitchen appliances, because I am in desperate need of some new kitchen appliances, and I think what he has to say is going to help me, as well as everybody else out there, and maybe even you, so it can be self-serving to you as well.
Even if you're not in the market, it's going to be interesting stuff.
It's going to be very interesting. Steve, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Okay, so I'm all about decorating and putting things together and finding out what's new. And I know that you have told me previously that there are all kinds of cool new things and trends happening for kitchens right now. So why don't you tell me about some of these things that we're looking at in case someone wants to update their kitchen, like me?
Well, sure. Hey, one of the things that we're seeing a lot in a lot of new homes is people are going to the more professional styling kitchen appliances. And by that, I mean, you've got the ranges that either have two ovens or they have, they're a little wider than normal. They're a 36 or a 48 inch wide unit.
Instead of a 30 inch.
Right. Yep. And above those, then they'll have hoods instead of hanging their microwaves. Most of the time it's going to be all stainless steel.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have gas cooking surfaces instead of electric. Sometimes they'll have griddles built into it.
Mm-hmm. So ooh, I want that.
That's what I'm talking about with what the trend is. Especially in new homes, but you can make it fit in a remodel as well.
How long has this been going?
Well, we've been doing the commercial styling appliances now for 15 years, and it's been getting better and better and better and more all the time.
So it goes a ways back.
So yeah, they certainly.
So it's not a trend that that people need to be concerned about. Oh, I just bought this,
no,
and now that's
not
so
going anywhere.
Last year, because I don't want to have my kitchen appliances be so last year.
Right, of course.
So
not.
Like 20 years ago.
Mine too.
So one of the other things is that a lot of people are changing to French door refrigerators.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's not necessarily one of the commercial things, but that is definitely a trend that I don't think is going anywhere either. And so what I mean by a French door refrigerator, it's going to have two doors on the top and the freezer drawer on the bottom.
Okay.
And you can get those with ice and water through the door. You can get them in full depth, which they'll stick out a little bit of your cabinets.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get them in a cabinet depth where they sink into the cabinets a little bit more.
Now, we stopped out at Northgate Appliance, and one of the refrigerators that you showed me had this little funky slider. like you said, it was a snack drawer or
something. Yeah, a pantry drawer?
Yes, and I wanted to put it, make it coin slot operated so that the children would have to put quarters in order to get snacks out. But right. is that
that's
something
definitely
that's...
something we need to go to Whirlpool with, I think, and tell them they need to do that.
Yeah, but is that a trend that we're seeing? Is that a new thing?
So manufacturers are always trying new things with in that regard, where it's still considered a French door refrigerator. They have the two doors on the top, mm-hmm. but then instead of having just the one drawer, freezer drawer on the bottom, there was a middle drawer, and that drawer was a refrigerator section. And you pull that out, and the way they designed it was so that your kids could go in there and they could get out juice boxes or snacks, things like that. Or if you have somebody who's handicapped at home in a wheelchair, they mm-hmm. can have it much more easily accessible. And so that was kind of what they were going for with that. It's cool. I wouldn't mm-hmm. say it's necessarily here to stay forever.
It would be if there was a coin slot.
If there was a coin slot, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Everywhere.
So. Yes, parents everywhere, kids would hate it.
So, okay, this commercial trend that you were talking about, you mentioned that in regards to ovens.
Yes.
Does that play out through the rest of the kitchen with the other appliances? Or
yeah, so
I would assume it has to,
it
right?
It sure does, yeah. So you can get a whole suite of professional appliances. So you could be talking
How
about...
How does the fridge look professional?
Yeah, so the refrigerator is going to have, you know, the bigger handles on it. Now, if you really get carried away, you could get fully built-in refrigerators that actually recess into your cabinets, and they screw to the cabinets, and they're totally built in. And you can actually get integrated ones that have the wood fronts on it that match the rest of your cabinetry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, mm-hmm. so that's an option. That's a trend that is happening, where especially in new homes, you can't even find the refrigerator, right? Because right. it has the same cabinet face as the rest of the yep. doors, the same handle on it as what their drawer fronts are. And so,
do you see a lot of people do that?
I wouldn't say a lot, but if you get into some of the higher end homes, especially, you're going to see that quite a bit.
I had a friend who had that, and I had to touch every... where is your fridge in
the
here?
Dishwasher, too. That's even more popular yes. on the dishwasher, where the yeah. where it's under the counter and they want it just to be kind of incognito, right? Mm-hmm. And so they put the wood panel on it.
Is it possible that I have that in my home right now and I just have not found
You're
a dishwasher?
You're hoping you do, huh?
Maybe I have one and I just haven't found it.
Maybe.
Is that it's not really possible?
I don't think it's very likely, Dan. Okay.
Sorry, you're out of luck.
But all these things to say that the stainless steel is not really going anywhere. People were thinking, oh, I've heard stainless steel is on its way out.
Sure.
Not the case. And we are still seeing lots and lots of stainless steel, especially if you get into the higher end commercial appliances.
We're talking with Steve Rosma from Northgate Appliance here on the Repco Light Home Improvement Show. And I have a question about professional appliances, because when I think professional, I think Wolf or whatever that big commercial one is when you walk into a really nice restaurant. Are all of the other manufacturers making something similar that doesn't cost as much?
Absolutely. You bet. So okay. So Wolf is kind of like the highest of high end, right?
Right.
But we sell some other brands that are still commercial styling,
oh,
but
okay.
they aren't necessarily commercial appliances. So
Perfect.
You can go anywhere from, you know, a $1,500 commercial looking stove to, yeah, your Wolf that can be up to $15,000. You know, it's just
Say,
like,
wait,
it just
wait,
depends
wait,
on.
Wait a minute.
I always want
Say that part again. The Wolf could go up to...
Well, yeah, a 48-inch or a 60-inch Wolf, which would be what you'd just put in a big commercial kitchen. Yeah, they could be up to 15,000 or more.
15,000 or more.
Hold on. We need to resuscitate poor Dan.
Yeah.
There's a lot more wow. sweat happening.
The more popular ones, right? That's not for everyone. I understand that. The more popular
me.
Ones... So one of our big brands that has the commercial styling but doesn't have the commercial price is Frigidaire Pro.
Okay.
And it's built by Electrolux, but it's super high quality. We could do a whole kitchen, including the microwave, the refrigerator, the dishwasher, and the stove, do all four pieces in a commercial style for $5,000 or less. And
Ooh,
it would fit
like
into
that.
Your same existing openings as what you've got now the vast majority of the time.
I could do
Sold.
Three of those kitchens for your one Wolf,
yeah.
whatever that thing was.
Yeah. Steve, there is so much to cover, and we have not even begun to scratch the surface, I don't think. Can you hang with us over the break and come back for the next segment?
I sure can. I'd love to.
Perfect. After the break, we'll be back in the studio with Steve to talk more appliances. Stay tuned.
Helping you turn your house into your dream home. This is the Repco Light Home Improvement Show, presented by Benjamin Moore on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Hope your Saturday morning is moving right along, that you're relaxing on the couch with a nice cup of coffee and
listening to us.
Just listening to the smooth, mellow tones.
I don't know how relaxing we are to people.
I think we're pretty mellow.
We might cause panic in some people because they think of all the things they need to do.
Panic, anxiety, and then in certain situations, pure disgust.
Yes, it could be.
I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. And we're here with Steve Rosema from Northgate Appliance. And we're talking about trends in kitchens. And you were just talking about the stainless steel thing. Now, I want to go back to that because I had a stainless steel fridge. Well, I had a stove as well. And I hated it because the fingerprints, I could never get off. I would scrub and scrub and scrub. And they were always there. So what are the options to get those off, yeah, or so that I don't see them?
We have a microwave. You've seen it.
Yeah.
And it's almost, it's unappetizing. Yeah. You get ready to put your food in there, and all the little grubby kid fingerprints and like lip marks, which I don't understand the lip marks. It just makes me not want to
really
throw the food
likes
away.
Your microwave.
Yeah, it's stainless steel, and it's horrific.
Yeah.
So if you still want the stainless look, but don't want to have to deal with the cleaning, yeah, mm-hmm, we have that option available now. So there's several brands. Maytag is one of them. Frigidaire Gallery, Frigidaire Pro, like we had talked about, yep, recently, that those have what they call smudge-proof stainless.
They are smudge proof stainless steel.
So they have a clear coat over it to resist those fingerprints. So you don't have nearly the fingerprints that you had before.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, for cleaning, you don't have to use stainless steel cleaner. You could just use any of your household cleaners that are streak free,
and
it'll clean
nice.
It right up.
Yeah, I always hated that because it said you had to spray it on and you had to wipe and then you had to buff. So I spent a lot of time buffing my fridge.
I've never buffed my microwave.
Well, you should.
I've microwaved in the buff. No, I haven't.
TMI.
All right. We got to get serious here.
That was disturbing.
I want to be professional. So let's be grown-ups.
Okay.
Can you do that, Betsy?
I will do my best.
I've never buffed my microwave.
Well, you should.
I guess I should.
Yeah, it'll help with fingerprints.
Yeah, okay. Does it look like stainless or does it? It still has
the
same look.
It looks just like it. Yeah, a lot of times you can't tell the difference at all.
Okay, so I know there's another really cool trend out there right now in stainless, a much different look than we're used to. Can you talk about that for a minute?
Well, one of the trends today is black stainless. It's kind of a softer tone because it doesn't have that really bright stainless steel, but it's still a stainless finish. So the black stainless is available in lots of different brands. Mm-hmm. We sell it, the KitchenAid brand, the Frigidaire Gallery brand. The finishes look a little different from each other. The KitchenAid one is more of a matte finish,
mm-hmm,
where the Frigidaire Gallery is more of a glossy finish.
Okay.
But they're both available in black stainless, and other brands are coming out with their own black stainless coming end of this year and or into next year as well.
Now, is it more of a, it's more of a charcoal?
It is. It's kind of like a granite color.
And you've got the metal look.
Exactly.
That comes through.
It's a really, really pretty look. We're putting them in a lot of model houses and things like that. So,
and
the black stainless is a huge trend right
other
now.
Other appliances come with the same.
Absolutely.
Of
yeah. So, yeah. So, you got
that really
you
be get, dumb for them to make one. You know, we did fridges
right.
like this, but you got to get microwaves.
No, you could
white.
Definitely get the whole suite in black stainless.
I like to ask the dumb questions, and I'll just let you ask the smart questions.
Okay. So now I have another question.
Smart question.
Yes. A smart question playing off that. Because when I think of professional looking appliances, like you were talking about earlier, I usually think of them as stainless. Are these professional looking ones available in this black stainless?
They are, yes.
Yes.
And so the KitchenAid will be the ones that will look the most professional in the black stainless. So that would be the suite you'd be looking for if you wanted professional look, but in black stainless steel.
What about people who don't want their kitchen to look like it's
industrial?
They still make in most of the styles and most of the sizes. You can still get your stoves, your fridges in black, in white.
Avocado.
Not
it's
so much
back,
avocado.
Though, right?
Oh, like I hope
right
not.
Maybe in the paint world, avocado's coming back, but in the appliance world, not so much.
Oh, thank goodness.
But if you're looking for bisque appliances, which is the off-white,
yeah, mm-hmm,
people still are, and it was huge in West Michigan, especially in the 80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm.
it is becoming harder and harder and harder to find units in that bisque color. So
why?
I hate to tell people this.
That was the color I want.
I hate to tell people this, but if you're thinking you want bisque, have in the back of your mind an alternative color, because you're probably not going to find what you want in bisque anymore.
But my alternatives are black or white.
Black
or
white,
stainless.
Stainless, black, stainless. Now, Whirlpool is coming out with a brand new color next year. That is called the
bisque.
It's not bisque. It's called sunset bronze. And what it is, it's kind of like a champagne color. It's like a gold color almost. And it is,
from what I could tell, it looks just awesome in certain lights.
It's probably the closest thing to bisque we can get. Yes.
So you can transition.
I'm not going to transition. Sunset bronze?
Sunset bronze.
Is it nice? Do you like it? So,
well, I haven't physically seen it. All I've seen is photos yet because it hasn't rolled out
until
next
year. Do you like the photos?
So. Photos are gorgeous.
Oh, really?
I'll show it to you later, Dan.
It doesn't sound so amazing. A champagne color.
Some people love it. Again, it's not for everybody, but black stainless isn't for everybody.
Is there an age restriction? Because it seems like it's maybe an older person's
color. So what he's saying is when the sun is setting on your old bisque appliances,
you go... It'll look like this?
Yes.
Okay.
You can get this color instead.
All right. Anything else that you see on the horizon? Anything that you want to chuck in here before we wrap it up?
Hey, I just want you guys to be aware of what's out there. I think we've talked about most of it.
Cool. Excellent. If anybody has any questions about anything we talked about, or if they want to stop out, talk to Steve. He's a great guy. We have a lot of fun here.
Yes, we do.
I've said a lot of things that probably shouldn't have, but hey,
yes,
it's how it works.
Uh-huh.
If you do want to get in touch with Steve at Northgate Appliance, and I do want to clarify that some of the opinions and the things that I've said may or may not represent the opinions of Northgate Appliance. The radio stations always play that warning when we talk.
Right.
And I just am giving that warning now for Steve's sake.
Uh-huh.
But if you do want to get in touch with them at Northgate, how do they best do that, Steve?
Yeah, the best way to get a hold of us is by phone, 616-396-4456. Or also you can always check our website, northgateappliance.com.
Excellent. Steve from Northgate Appliance, thanks for being here.
Hey, it was great to be here. Thanks, Dan.
Now, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll be in the studio with Repco Light's own Jeff Mott, and we'll be talking about advancements that he's seen in the paint industry over all of the years that he's been working in it. And those years have been most of his life.
Yes.
He's got the story when we come back. Stay tuned.
If you want to take your DIY skills up a rung, the Repco Light Home Improvement Show is here to give you a boost on News Radio Wood 1300 and 106.9 FM.
Well, Betsy, fourth segment. We're hitting the end of another episode.
We are.
We're not quite there yet, though, so I shouldn't close the door, flip the close sign yet. We still got a segment to go.
Yes, you
and
do.
And it's a good one.
I think so.
Yeah. I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. And I am excited that we are in the last segment because our very own Jeff Mott is in the studio with us. And Jeff has a ton of experience. He's been doing this forever, and so that's why we have him here, to pick his brain a little bit and see how things have changed in the paint industry over the time that he's been doing this. Jeff, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Betsy.
So why don't you give us a little bit of background as to your history in the paint business?
Okay. So I've owned paint store Color House, which was downtown Holland. I owned that for 22 years. And then before that, my dad owned it. Basically, I grew up
in it. So you grew up in it?
Yeah. So I started working in the store at 13.
Were you born in, like, part of it? Like, in the window? That would be a really good story.
His bed was in a paint can.
No, that didn't happen.
Okay. It was so much cooler if it had.
Well, try to make your boring story sound fun now.
Yeah, that's right. Did the normal things that kids do, you know, around their parents' business. Clean the floor, stock the shelves.
Right.
Kind of learned from the ground up.
Right.
So you were a part of it from the very beginning. You've been in paint for
years and years.
So we shouldn't ask exactly how many years you've been doing this, because you told us when you started, right?
Yeah, more than 30.
Okay. We'll just roll with that.
Yeah. Well, with all of that experience, I guess that's really what we want to dig into, because I've been at Repco Light for ages, but Jeff has been doing this way beyond anything.
Oh, he way trumps whatever
exactly.
You've got.
So let's use some of that experience. And in fact, that's one of the cool things coming to Repco Light. You have to notice that as well, that I think that's unique in the industry, or at least in our area.
Oh, very.
We have so many people in the store, in all of our stores, in our factory, in our lab, who have done this for years, 30 years, more.
Yeah.
Lots of people.
Lots of people.
Anyway, we've got all this experience, so let's tap into it. And Jeff, what we want to talk about with you is basically, what do you see? Just have a conversation here about some of the things you see as the greatest advancements in the painting industry. You know, those things that really changed how we apply paint.
So one of the first things I noticed years ago was the change from vinyl or vinyl acrylic paints into 100% acrylic paints.
Mm-hmm.
Back at that time, I carried Pratt & Lambert paint. It was considered to be one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Equivalent to that nowadays is Repcolite's Hallmark. Again, 100% acrylic, extremely washable.
Holds the big difference?
That's
probably
the big difference, but it holds its color much better, too. So even in exterior paints, you're going to get a lot longer life out of acrylics than you would the old vinyl acrylics.
Yeah, Hallmark's been around for ages, and that has been one of our really, really rock-solid mm-hmm. products. It just doesn't fail. You know,
right.
Certain things can go wrong in certain situations,
mm-hmm.
you know, things
yeah.
like that. But generally speaking, it is a solid product that just performs, and contractors love it for that reason. And like you said, washability is great, and the color retention
right.
is great.
It really lasts a long time.
So the vinyl acrylic advancement in paint, that's one advancement. What else do you see out there?
Another one, again, way back when I first started, back in the 70s, paint had lead in it.
Mm-hmm.
So lead greatly improved the coverage. Some colors, you know, bright yellows, safety yellows, they didn't cover very well.
I know that there are contracts, and I want to stress that point in a minute about why lead was in the paint. I mean, there were a number of reasons, but one of the things you got from it was coverage, like you just
correct,
said.
Correct, right.
And we have older contractors who'd worked with lead mm-hmm. in the past mm-hmm. who
yes.
would love to go back to it.
Yeah, they say paint has never been the same since.
So there were reasons for that. I know we always hear the downside, and the downside is tremendously
right.
huge.
Right.
But there were benefits to
there
it as
definitely
well, and
benefits.
One of them was coverage.
Correct.
And so what happened I know what happened when they pulled that out. Coverage went downhill. But I know in the industrial world,
lines,
it stayed for a little bit longer.
It stayed until sometime in the 80s.
Okay.
Wow.
So late 80s, early 90s, some of the industrial coatings still had lead in it. Safety yellow was a big one.
Mm-hmm.
So coverage was great.
And then it goes away and coverage is out the window.
Coverage is out the window. It took quite a few years before paints like Aura came out, which greatly improved the coverage.
Right. Aura is Benjamin Moore's, I don't know if you'd call it their premier paint. I mean, it's one of the top tier products.
I would call it their
premier.
Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
It depends on what you're exactly looking for. Century is a premier paint in certain aspects.
Right.
Aura in durability and mm-hmm. coverage is the premier paint.
Definitely,
right?
Definitely.
And what you get with Aura from Benjamin Moore, and we've talked about it before, but two-coat coverage, no matter what color you're going over mm-hmm. and no matter what color you're working with, like Jeff was saying, yellows and reds and some of those more vivid colors, we hated making those because
mm-hmm.
we knew that the person going
six
home
coats later.
Was so happy now.
Yep.
And then they were on coat 7 trying to make that cover. And it wasn't just our paint.
Uh-uh.
Every paint struggled.
Yep.
And then Aura comes
yes.
out, and now you can get two-coat coverage. And it's a little more expensive right off the bat. Do you find customers still react to that a little bit, or are you able to talk them through it? Because they're going to save money in the end.
Right. The coverage is great. So you use less product in the long run anyways. But typically, that's that product I recommend for that type of situation. So I don't find it necessary in all situations. Hallmark works great.
Right. And I think that's important to stress, too, is that certain paints like Aura, you know, yeah, you pay a premium for the product,
mm-hmm.
but you don't need to plan on putting that on every single wall.
Right.
You pick and choose. You use it where it's going to solve a problem that another paint might not.
Right.
And that's going to be these vivid colors. It's either that or try to dig up some lead-based paint and deal with all that problem later.
I think you're going to have
now.
Some issues with that.
Exactly.
We're talking with Jeff Mott, the manager of our Repcolite store on Lakewood Boulevard, and we're picking his brain a little bit. He's been in this business for a very long time, so we're talking to him about paint advancements that he has seen throughout his entire career. Now, I just want to shift gears a little bit and ask you about painting tools and things like that, applicators. What advancements have you seen in tools that really stand out to you?
Because Jeff was around when they put paint on the wall with like a piece of bark, just kind of smeared across the right.
Not remember quite that long ago,
but weeds.
They did actually use brushes though to apply paint to walls
for all painting.
That sounds
for all
tedious.
Painting. Oh, they'd use a big six inch brush.
Okay. I don't even know if I could lift a six-inch brush if it was loaded with paint.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back to the workout room. And
yes.
Anyway, it had to be a big change to go from brushes to rollers.
Oh, huge.
I mean, yeah. That would have been a very interesting time to be in the market. I mean, mm-hmm. when you start to promote these strange-looking things to people when they're used to brushes.
Yeah, they didn't want to buy them.
Yeah. And then you see what it will do, and you realize, wow, this isn't gimmicky. This works.
Right.
And then how rollers have advanced.
I always recommend the Microplush.
Tell us what that is. I mean, tell the listeners what that is.
So the fabric is a very tight-knit fabric. So it gives you a very smooth paint job.
And that's what everybody wants. I can't imagine that a brush gave you a very smooth paint job.
No, not really.
So what else? I mean, we've got a little bit of time left. There's got to be a couple other things.
Brushes have changed a lot. So Chinex came out a number of years ago.
Chinex is what?
That's a synthetic filament that they make.
So basically the bristles of the brush.
The bristles part of the brush, yep. I love it because it cleans very well.
Yeah.
So you get your paint rinsed out of the brush really good. So when you go back a year later, your brush isn't crunchy or hard. So you can use that brush again.
I don't like my brushes crunchy. I like my Captain Crunch crunchy.
Exactly.
Well, who doesn't? Well, I like mine a little bit soggy.
Well, anyway, so I like that. And I love the Chinex brush. The one that we carry, or one of the ones that we carry, is the Corona Excalibur brush. We've talked about it here. It rinses out so quickly. That's the big thing. Jeff mentioned that. And I think I talked about it in that other segment. But I did touch-ups in a house getting ready to sell it. And I went from red to white to a tan color with 40 seconds each under the running water, rinsing it with 40 seconds, going from red to white.
Not that we're promoting that.
No, I'm not promoting that, but I am saying that is how cool this is.
Right.
Yeah, it's a nice brush.
Cool brush. It's worth the money. It'll last for ages.
Well, now you have our listeners have someone else to take the advice from, because usually they're used to us telling them to buy this brush, but now they have
another Reptiloid employee. Boy, that's convincing.
Well, but he has years of experience behind him, so
I've thrown away a lot of brushes.
Okay. And how many of these Chinex brushes have you thrown away?
Zero.
Okay. Yeah,
you can save a lot of money by buying a good brush.
A lot.
We went to help some people paint, and I brought my Corona Excalibur brush with me, and I didn't use it, and then I thought I left it there, and I was all upset. I mean, I was as concerned as if I'd left my wallet sitting on the counter at a store somewhere.
What if you left one of your children? Brush? Would you be that concerned, or
they'll
were you more
find their way home, Betsy?
Wow.
Anyway, so many things we could talk about. I know the technology thing, it's not something that we really think about when it comes to the paint world.
No.
A lot of people tend to think of paint as just paint. There's not a lot of technology involved,
right.
But there is. Mm-hmm. So many advancements with the tools, with the products, and it doesn't quit. Benjamin Moore just came out with Scuff X, which is a paint product we've talked about briefly before, but it is very difficult to mark it up, to scuff it up. It's perfect for mudrooms, entryways, all different
kids'
situations,
rooms,
schools, hospitals, brand new advancements. It's
brand
unlike
new.
Anything we've seen before. So the advancements continue and hopefully will on into the time when I'm as old as Jeff and can talk about the days of yore.
Wow.
When I remembered things.
Hey, Jeff's still pretty sharp.
I know. He's not old.
Maybe more sharp than you.
He can't be that much older than I am. You just started younger. Started in the industry.
Yeah, I don't know how old you are, but yeah.
I'm trying to be nice because I've been kind of rude. Anyway, Jeff, thanks for
I mean,
for
you look like you're 60, so yeah.
Thank you. There we go.
High five to Jeff.
Yeah. Anyway, thanks so much for taking time to be with us today.
Thank you for having me.
And that's pretty much it. Another episode of the Repcolite Home Improvement Show, done and over. Mm-hmm. But the good news is you can listen to this episode and past episodes on your way to your New Year's Eve party, even if that New Year's Eve party happens to be in California. You can listen to all of our shows and be entertained the entire way with over 24 hours of episodes.
Woo-hoo!
Just by going to repcolite.com and checking it out.
And you should be following us on Facebook, because our New Year's resolution is to post more stuff on Facebook, and you're not going to want to miss all the good stuff that we do post.
My resolution is for you to post more stuff and for it to be good, not the normal tripe that you put out there.
Oh, and you put what out there? Nothing?
I'm more of just making sure everything is the way I like it.
Right.
And remember, whatever you do today, a little Benjamin Moore or Repcolite paint is going to definitely make it better. Everything is better with paint.
Yes,
We've got stores all over West Michigan, including Port City Paints in Muskegon.
Yes.
And also check out our new Kalamazoo store on Gull Road. Say hi to Paul and Zach.
And Bill.
And Bill. Mr. Bill. Mr. Hello, Bill. Mr. Bill.
Exactly.
I'm Dan Hansen.
And I'm Betsy Thompson. If you're about to lose your DIY sanity, we can help you fix that crazy.
And help you next time you're dealing with drips, sags, or runs in your paint finish. Thanks for listening.